KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 14 degrees in Atlantic. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from noon today through noon Friday for the far northern reaches of our listening area, and that includes Sac and Crawford counties. Otherwise, we look for mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of light snow or occasional flurries today and a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an additional charge of animal abuse was filed against a Marnie man who shot a woman's dog Monday morning. As we had reported Monday afternoon, the Cass County Sheriff's Office received a report of a dog having been shot in Marnie. The deputy responded to the Atlantic Animal Health Center, where the owner of the dog, 23-year-old Stacy Ernatt from Denver, Colorado, reported her chocolate Labrador Wrigley was playing with a relative's dog in a church lot adjacent to the residence of Charles Collins Cutler, the individual who shot the dog with a shotgun from a distance of about 30 to 40 feet. Ernatt brought her dog to the Atlantic Animal Health Center, where it died. Ernatt and another friend told the deputy they witnessed Cutler shoot the dog. Upon investigation, a sheriff's deputy cited Cutler for animal abuse, which is an aggravated misdemeanor, and reckless use of a firearm, a simple misdemeanor. Cutler was given a court date of January 17th of 2013. News time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
Authorities say a Council Bluffs woman who led police and deputies on a meandering chase early Wednesday morning faces a felony assault charge for allegedly driving a vehicle that hit a police cruiser. The Council Bluffs nonpareil says 34-year-old Dawn Scott was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail Wednesday on $5,000 bond. Scott was charged with felony assault on a police officer with additional charges pending. The incident which led to Scott's arrest began at around 1:30 a.m. Wednesday when a Bellevue, Nebraska police officer went to check on a 1996 Ford Taurus that had stopped on a highway off-ramp. The officer said the car nearly backed into the officer's cruiser and then headed north toward Omaha. The chase continued into Omaha and back to Bellevue, where the car stopped several times and sped away when officers approached. Scott eventually went to Omaha and drove east into Council Bluffs using the westbound lanes of Interstate 80. She was finally taken into custody a little after 3 a.m. when one of the car's tires went flat on 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs. According to Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker, Scott had tried to take off on foot before officers were able to subdue her. She was charged with felony assault on a police officer for striking the Bellevue officer's cruiser and eluding. A Council Bluffs couple with a limousine business say they want to offer services every year to homeless people in the area. Council Bluffs nonpareil reports that Jim Kelly and his wife Christine offered party buses to nearly 70 homeless people this month as part of a holiday present. Many of the participants were children. Other local businesses provided dinner and dessert before buses and a limousine took the participants to a train museum. The guests were then taken on a city tour to view holiday lights. The couple says it was their first time organizing the service, and they plan to make it an annual event. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest last week of 22-year-old James Michael Howard. The Atlantic man was arrested on December 21st on a charge of domestic abuse assault, a simple misdemeanor, and on an outstanding warrant for violation of his probation. Howard was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. Two people were arrested in Atlantic during the past couple of days. On Monday, 42-year-old Michael Cron of Atlantic was arrested for three counts of forgery and one count of ongoing criminal conduct. And on Christmas Day, 33-year-old Joshua Mullen of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI and on a warrant for violating his parole. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace. What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating? Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me? Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, Joanne Catherine Schweri, age 73, of Panama, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Schweri will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Cruz, age 90, of Manning, died December 20th. Funeral services for Robert Cruz will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Tammy Amos, age 54, of Griswold, died December 20th. Funeral services for Tammy Amos will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Jean Cambridge, age 74, of Atlantic, died December 20th. Services for Jean Cambridge will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Carl Irving, age 82, of Earlham, died Tuesday in Winterset. A visitation for Carl Irving will be today from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Bill Huff, age 85, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Bill Huff will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marianne Munchrath, age 87, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Marianne Munchrath will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Judith Altfulish Kim, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th. Funeral services for Judith Altfulish Kim will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61, of Atlantic, died December 16th. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rowena Hazel Ratzliff, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rowena Ratzliff will be Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be tomorrow at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Robert Daniel Rosell, age 90, of rural Lewis, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Robert Rosell will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the West Lawn Hillcrest Mortuary in Omaha. Helen Pig, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Pig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Gene Casey, age 64, of Griswold, died Monday at his home. Memorial services for Gene Casey are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.